Bob Jack, Brown from Sheriff's Office, Hot Springs. On this subject, was arrested with Tylen. We found a half a gallon of Canadian rye booze that was had only about an inch or less left in the bottle.
Jug.
In Lancaster State Park, I was sitting across the street and did observe this fella getting in and out of a blue car right in front of the courthouse. He was intoxicated. Also, a few minutes later, he was up on the courthouse steps, right up almost by the door.
My name is Tylen, Deputy Sheriff. I seen the subject intoxicated in front of the courthouse steps and he was involved in the fight itself. I seen him take several swings at the highway patrol as they come down the stairs. That's all I can say.
This will be a statement concerning the defendant, Russell Means. This is Vernon Sprague Patrol, Hot Springs. Upon my first, I'll start from the beginning. We were told about upstairs, patrolman went on myself to not aggravate the people at the door. A group of us officers did go upstairs and did wait. We were watching the crowd outside, and probably 10 to 15 minutes after we went up there, one of them evidently went back downstairs. He, I didn't know where he had went. As I was watching out the window, I heard the glass breaking and scuffling downstairs. I immediately went down. Upon first getting downstairs, I could see that there was a group of Indians surging through the door and a group of officers that were trying to resist coming in there. There was clubs being swung. There was one jack that I definitely remember being swung at various officers. I immediately started hitting some of the people that were hitting some of the other officers. Upon it was pretty much of a battle. All at once, I see there's someone down. Looked like I recognized him on the left. He was grappling, identifying where it was Ben Christensen. He was grappling with an Indian's other with blades. I immediately started trying to get him off. And at this time, the subject did grab me badly and was hanging on the club and myself. And I went back out of the crowd, and at that time, several deputies were directly behind me, and they immediately took this subject into custody. I give the deputies my cuffs, and he was cuffed and taken out of the courthouse. We reared up.
Benny Christensen, DCI. I was opening and closing the door, allowing the people in that were negotiating with the state's attorney. I allowed Mr. Means in at least three times, and on the last occasion, he went outside. He returned to the door. Another subject came in ahead of him, and then when this other subject came in, he hit me alongside of the head as at the same time he says, everybody in. And then I noticed Means come in with him, and Means and this other subject pushed me back. And at that time, the match was on between Means and this other subject and myself. I took Means over against the wall to the wall towards the rear of the building. I attempted to get Means and this other subject toward the rear of the building to make the arrest. And at the time that I tried, I was down on the floor. And at that time, I was being beaten severely with clubs. And Means and this other guy were standing over the top of me and several other Indian subjects. And that is the time that the highway patrol came to my rescue. And then they returned for the second encounter. And at that time, I took the first subject that I came in contact with and arrested him and secured him at the rear of the building. And at the same time, Means was secured by the officers. Deputy State's Attorney Roland Grosshans, I distinctly remember Russell Means, the defendant, being present in the office of the State's Attorney during the attempt at a negotiating session or meeting with the State's Attorney. At one point, Mr. Means left the room and Mr. Banks continued the discussion. Within moments from the time that Mr. Means left the room, there was a loud commotion out in the hallway of the courthouse, and it was at this time that the riot commenced.
I'm Special Deputy Cliff Lane, Custer County. I helped escort Means out of the building and guided him on the step. The cops couldn't know 10 minutes until such time they took him down to the station.
At this time, are there any comments made by Mr. Means?
Mr. Means never uttered a word. Quentin Van Orman, Trooper Highway Patrol on Hot Springs. Means was in the hallway on the initial confrontation. I remember his subject wearing a gold yellow jacket, long braided hair. Subject was involved physically. At one time he did have a club or a stick of some sort and was swinging it. That's about all I remember, but I know he was in the hallway. In the corner between the, on the inside door and then to the left of the door to the clerk of court's office.